Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yes, everybody. What's going on? Stephen Allison, Ben Adams. It's Thursday. Hope you've all got a pizza with you. And if you have, that you've slung it over to us over on the hashtag pizza review. We are sponsored by the top folks over at BetBull, as usual. Links are in the description. You can get up to £100 in free social bets for coming following me and Ben over on there. We're going to get into our bets a little bit later on.
Don't want to talk about it.
We'll talk about it when we have time to get to it, because there was some actually... We'll talk about it when we get to it in a bit. Before we get into that, we've got to talk about what's happened this week with the Champions League, because it's been absolutely mental, hasn't it?
Well, I enjoyed yesterday.
Right, I'm going to say to you, United-Barcelona, let's see what Joe thought of the game.
We're here to discuss United 2-1 defeat against Wolves. We were shit. Stadium was shit. The weather was shit. The day was shit. Tomorrow's going to be shit.
Shit.
Liverpool winning the league will be shit.
Fucking shit.
City winning anything else will be shit. I need a shit. It's just shit.
Joe was happy. Was that right, innit?
Just looking at that fly on you there.
Is it absolutely me? Yeah. It's gone, it was pretty bad on Tuesday, wasn't it?
If I turned it off, me.
I know. I saw the text.
Fucking 62 minutes from now. It's ruined my evening enough as it is. I can't go to bed fucking angry as fuck. So I thought, I've had enough. I should have watched the Ajax game before. I'll just have a game of FIFA just to try and calm
down. My dad did that. My dad turned it off and watched the Ajax game. So it was mint.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. It was just, the final straw was when they were just
so
fucking
far away.
It was just like they were just popping little passes off, and they were just like stood. And I thought, fuck off.
It was like they was hypnotised and couldn't.
And it just like, just made me proper angry.
In, if you're trying to take a positive out of it, you've got to go, the board, the management, the owners, they have to look at that and realise that that's going to happen continually until we get our act together.
That's not even like a classic Barcelona side.
No, that's a pretty ordinary Barcelona team.
And I think they'll get done me by Liverpool.
I think you're right. I think you're right, and I think that leaves us with Ajax or Spurs, which I think... most neutrals would prefer one of those to win it, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't mind. Like, Ajax, for the reasons why the youth and the way that they've developed.
Top club. They're running that club on
a
weekly budget
club.
Just two times more, or, you know, another. Basically, for the equivalent of two Alexis Sanchez's, they're running that club.
Yeah.
What?
But, they're just the philosophy's right. How much they've like progressed, the young players they've given an opportunity and played. Like, we haven't got anyone who I would want backing me up if he went off in that team, where they've got like a 19-year-old lad who's their captain, their leader.
Yeah,
who fucking lives and breathes it.
What a top captain as well. Like, Gaz on Full Time Devils. We was talking about players to sign. It's probably 6 or 7 months ago, and a couple of us brought up De Ligt, and he was like, "Oh, he's just a." No, he's a lad with potential. Like, no.
Nah.
Nah, go watch the kid. He's in the air right now, and you don't get a captain's armband at Ajax.
See, he played in the Europa final, didn't he?
He did.
Well, quite a lot of them have played in the Europa final, so they've got that experience and sort of built on a core, whereas we're just a fucking shit show.
Do you know what's possible in all of this? Is we could come third, which is, I know it's unlikely, but hear me out where I'm going with this. Spurs come fourth. No. We come third, Arsenal come fourth, Spurs come fifth and win the Champions League. Chelsea come sixth and beat Arsenal in the Europa League final.
And then
the scenes.
Yeah,
but it's
more likely to...
Because that's going to knock Arsenal out for everyone wondering what's going on there.
The more likely to happen is that we would finish fourth and then we would get knocked out and bumped out. And then that'll just sum the season up, to be fair. It is what it is, isn't it? We need to start again, really.
I did enjoy a few things last night, though.
I did.
One was this. Play again. Oh, my God. This was when you've spent $1 billion and can't get further than Pellegrini did.
And that's just on his hoodie.
Imagine what you'd have give. What could Pellegrini have done with that team and $700 million? $700 million.
He got to the semis, didn't he?
It's a £70 million player in every position.
It was a good game, though. I enjoyed that.
It was a hell of a game.
Unreal. It had everything that yesterday.
The way it ended with the VAR was so good.
Oh, classic. You know that we're going to get fucked over by that, like, in the near future.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm just going to revel in it because that was class.
It was absolutely.
I was watching it and then I didn't realise what had happened. I won't watch it on BT anyway, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So we're English commentary, but I won't ask because fucking
get excited. I was watching it on BT on my iPad.
And and then obviously I can't understand Arabic that well.
Oh, it was absolutely beautiful. Now, it went off in the TalkSport studio. Now,
yes,
no City fans there, as far as I'm aware, but this is what happened when Sterling scored. Andy Goldstein's.
Did he used to play for Spurs as well?
Yeah.
He's obviously Chelsea, isn't he?
Yeah.
But I'm sure, yeah, he's sure he played.
I'm sure he played for Spurs.
Look at the state of them.
Was that Paul Walsh then? No, Paul Walsh used to run Blue Moon Rising.
Oh, I thought you meant the.
And then this happened. This is funny though.
Play for Spurs?
I thought he played for Spurs. And this is when VAR.
It's VAR, I'm telling you. It's offside.
I'm sure that's Paul.
Look at them! Look at them all! Look at them! Woo-hoo! Go on, the Spurs!
Andy Goldstein, the only United fan in that studio. And I love it. That was absolutely... Show the Pep one again.
Have you seen the 360 one of the City fans celebrating? And
no.
It's like... Because like BT have the 360 angle, I've seen it on Twitter, and then they're like, they just scored what they thought was the last minute winner, and they're celebrating, like a few of them are just like, yay, and they're like, everyone will be climbing over, jumping, falling over the seats and all that, and they're all like in orderly fashion, and it's like stewards don't even have to do anything.
I remember we may or may not have got you into the ground through not quite
legal
proper
means.
Manners for the AC Milan semi in like 07. What the hell is that dog doing in 07 when Rooney scores that banger?
Was it a semi?
Was it a semi or a quarter? I think it was a semi.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was we won 3-2, didn't we?
Yeah, and then got murdered over in Milan.
Yeah, so that was
that not the semi?
No, because that was like 2005 maybe.
It was 07, I think.
Oh, maybe it was.
I think it was 07.
So we didn't get to the semi anyway.
Either way, I ended up on the other side of the aisle after that Rooney goal went in.
I remember that was mental.
What's wrong with y'all? Yeah, I mean, there's three goals that I remember just going absolutely bananas at. And that Rooney one's one of them. Michael Owen's goal in the derby. Oh. Like, I got a scar on my shin from that because the seat in front of me fell, broke, and like, it just ended up miles away. And Makeda's goal against Villa. That was carnage.
No, that Van Persie probably.
Yeah. I can't understand not going bananas in them kind of
that last minute end to end fucking
everything on the line putting you through to a semi final. Come on, man, sort your neck out.
But I definitely enjoyed that game.
Yeah, it was a top game. What else do we have to put on here now? I forgot what we were talking about. We did have some random news. Do you know what, hang on, let me find, because I can't bloody remember. Where is he? Slack. Can't remember what else we were talking about. Oh, yeah, that was it. So, obviously, Notre Dame's burned down. And the money that's come in has been a bit of a piss take, hasn't it? Especially when you consider that what's gone on, the likes of Grenfell, where people lost their lives, they're still scratching around for money. People are getting arrested and getting evicted out of homes because it's not been sorted out.
Yeah, the homelessness.
Their accommodation.
All
ridiculous.
Sorts.
Nearly $1 billion raised in like 24 hours.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. They get it to like a historical venue and all that, but fuck.
It's not even a new gear in there. Smart with you.
No one lost a life.
Nobody lost a life. It was obviously in the middle of a renovation anyway, so I reckon any of the priceless art that was in there was probably not in there anyway. All right, I know that the building itself is a priceless bit of art. So what are you raising money for? Well, it's priceless.
What was the date back to?
I think it's like 1,200.
1,200. Is what it is, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing lasts forever.
True story. This was funny, though. Like, that's genius. Yeah. That's absolutely genius. I enjoyed that one. And then there was this as well. On eBay, someone was trying to sell a piece of wood from Notre Dame, and eBay removed the listing because they said, don't want people profiting off human tragedy. What human tragedy? Look, at the end of the day, a building burned down and no one got hurt, which is rare when something like that happens.
And it's what, owned by the state anyway?
Is it?
I don't know. I would imagine so.
Oh, here we go. Conspiracy time, everybody. Who owns Notre Dame and did he have it insured against a fire? Because I imagine renovating a thing probably costs a couple of quid.
Just like the indoor market at Tameside.
Allegedly. And speaking of churches, the Pope's been talking and he says it's sacrilege to call Messi God.
How does he know he Messi is, though?
Who, the Pope?
Yeah. Do you reckon he's got a footy team? Would it be Rome?
You would think it's Rome, wouldn't you?
Roma, even.
You would think it's Rome. I got to assume the Pope supports Rome. You got to. Who else does he support?
Don't know, where's he from?
Probably doesn't support the Red Devils. He's German, isn't he?
How is he?
I think it's like got to be the law, surely.
Fuck knows.
Don't know. Who does the Pope support? Tweet us. And then, yeah, this is a man who shot himself throwing a gun at a cockroach. It's not how guns work, mate.
What's that in a metro? Are you fucking trowelling now, aren't you?
Well, it's a crazy headline. Needs talking about. How'd you...
What country was that?
I didn't actually check. But I'll give you three guesses. I mean, I can find out.
America.
I reckon it probably was America. Let's find out. I'm going to say South America. Rather than like,
that's a fucking continent.
I know it is.
So I'll go for somewhere on the planet.
Nob. I'm gonna say Colombia.
Colombia.
Shut up.
Well, I'm going. And I'm going to USA.
All right. Okay. Detroit. Of course it was.
Is that because it's pizza?
No, there's no pizza relation in that. That's what happened. He shot himself with a gun.
Like Cheddar Bob, mate, in Detroit as well.
But we do have pizza news, so let's get pizza news.
Go on.
I don't know what Camfix is doing here, pressing this here.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, 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 read all about it.
Righty then, it is time for the pizza news, and there's not a lot of pizza news around this week, so it'll be a bit of a quick one for you. Domino's have brought out a limited edition Tabasco-based pizza.
What, Tabasco sauce-based?
Let's pull it up, I'll show you the
Domino's
exact.
Is shit, though.
I'll show you the exact...
It made me feel sick last time I had that.
Where is it? I'll pull up the exact article and show you. Tabasco stuffed crust.
Stuffed crust? Yeah, I can probably rock with that.
Tabasco and cheese stuffed crust can be topped with any of your favourite Domino's. There you go, so you can throw it in a mixer. That'd be interesting to see.
Love a bit of spice pizza. I think I told you the best like frozen pizza I've had is the I'm sure it's Chicago Town, but like the stuffed crust
one, because it's tomato.
Yeah. They're nice. Whack a bit of chili powder on, a bit of mayonnaise to dip in.
Do you know I like Tabasco. I can fuck with Tabasco. Tabasco was my little secret weapon. I'm not saying it's my secret weapon because pretty much everyone did this during the war. Bang a bit of Tabasco.
There we go, fucking hell.
Tabasco in your... Everything comes with beans, right? So just throw a bit of Tabasco in it. Just mix it up, because you're having beans every day. Mm. You fucking hate beans. So you throw a bit of Tabasco in there.
You don't eat beans, you set a pizza with beans on?
You know what I mean?
Sick fuck.
What's he doing here now with this? What is he doing here with that?
Just 5 minutes later, Cam.
Yeah, no rush, Cam. There's also a cream egg pizza. Mm. Now,
I said I tried a Kit Kat one that was posted. I'd have a go, I'd have a bite of it.
Has he not got a picture of this? He's slacking here, isn't he?
So that's not really a pizza,
is it? Now, this is my question to you. How are we getting away with people calling this a... This is a dessert. Put it back on!
Yeah, it's a dessert.
Where's it gone?
It's just...
Here we go.
What's the base? Is it made out of pizza dough, or is it like a sourdough, or... Well,
it looks like... I mean, you can have chocolate on bread. I mean, Nutella on bread's perfectly fine, but, like, it's not pizza.
No, it's not if it's a dessert.
It's a dessert. It's clearly a dessert. Look at it. It's marshmallows, so it's like made, Smarties.
I made pizza cookie dough.
Yeah, and I don't know if I can call that pizza. It's some
I was going to put it in a circular tray, but I couldn't find one, so I just put it in a square one, so I wonder what that is.
Let us know in the comments. What are we calling these?
What's that?
That's the next one that we're going to talk about, which is the Game of Thrones one. So some place in Ireland has made a Game of Thrones pizza, right? But it's basically...
Is that because... Did they film Game of Thrones in parts of Ireland, and maybe that's where...
Yeah, maybe. Well, that's better linked than the fact that they've got a sausage and chilli pizza.
What do they eat in Game of Thrones like? I don't even watch it.
I don't think they eat pizza.
Salt,
I watched a couple of seasons, and then I was like, Jesus Christ, how long is this
taking? Yeah, it's like, fucking hell, there's about a million characters.
Like, winter's coming. Like, is it?
Yeah, can't
fucking
be
needs to.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's the last season now, isn't it, though?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it actually, though?
I think so. I don't know.
All right. Here's what we're really here for. It's Steve versus Ben. How's your bets going, son?
Oh, you know, fucking mint.
Talk to us about last week's bet of the week.
Oh, yeah. Troy Deeney. Twat. Got sent off, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
11 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think he was watching the game, was he? Did you find out about me texting you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it was a mint game, though.
I thought, oh, he's texted me, he's fucking scored. And they're like, oh, Jesus Christ, Ricard.
Last weekend, I was watching that. My bet last weekend was Huddersfield and Tottenham, both teams to not score. So obviously, Tottenham nilling them gives us
bit of a gimme that, though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Not necessarily. You've got to nick a goal, especially when you're scoring four. Easily nick a goal.
Not Huddersfield, mate. How many goals have they scored all season?
Well, that's why it was in better.
I'm going to double check. Well, yeah, I suppose. Well, yeah, fuck it. Is what it is.
So I was watching that game, and I'm watching the game, and the first 10, 15 minutes, I nearly fling a tweet out. Do you know what that tweet was going to say? Lucas Moura is well shit. Now, he goes on and scores a hat trick. That doesn't mean he's not shit. Some of the stuff he was doing, you're just like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I didn't watch any of that game.
So I was watching, and I nearly did the same thing. And maybe I should have done the same thing. Because I was like, Will Hughes is shit. If they had a real playmaker there, they're going to unlock this Arsenal team. They should have batted him anyway.
Side. That's why I thought, you know, Troy Deeney, pretty safe bet. And I reckon he would have scored if he had another 79 minutes on the pitch.
It wasn't an elbow. I mean, it's weird what
he's
doing.
He's just letting him know, isn't it?
Yeah, let him know he's there. But it's not an elbow, but you can't do it.
No, you can't, but...
I think a yellow card would have been probably
fair. Has he appealed it, or...?
I don't know.
Is it violent conduct, three-match ban?
Probably, yeah. They might struggle without him to the end of the season.
Yeah, they're only really playing for pride, aren't they? I don't think they can finish higher than eighth.
Can't they?
Not that I'm aware of. I think it might be Wolves and Everton that find it out for seventh.
So I obviously came in last week with my bet of the week, and I won a massive. I'm just thinking about what colour seats I want in my Ferrari. £8.65, which you're laughing at.
But it's a win.
But it puts me top of the league.
I know. Yeah, fucking hell.
So
well,
it's all
I'm hoping
good.
For a change of fortune this week.
All right, talk me through your acca then.
Well, I hate doing accas really, but obviously I'm not doing it well. So I've just gone four teams this week. Arsenal are good at home, Palace.
Yeah,
they're really strong at home. I know it's coming back off the back of Napoli tonight, but they need to win.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, and say they're in good form.
Well, fingers crossed your acca don't come in, but yeah.
Oh, I hope it does. Bournemouth at home to Fulham. Fulham got the result against Everton last week, but
Fulham
they were proper Jekyll and Hyde.
No,
I can't see it. And that's why I've gone for, well, my next bet anyway as well, because I think Bournemouth did play really well last week. I was really shocked at that result of Brighton. I hope they get relegated, bastards. Wolves are playing Huddersfield away, I think. I can't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, I think they're playing Huddersfield away. So they need to get back into a bit of form on there. Yes, they are. And then, who's the last one?
Watford away to Huddersfield.
Oh, no, say Wolves are at home to Brighton, sorry. Yeah, so Brighton are fucking dog shit. So it cost me the other night. And then, yeah, Watford away to Huddersfield. So I think they'll get back on it. Because they would have beaten Arsenal with 11 men.
Easily.
So,
but no Troy Deeney now. Does that mess their plans up? I don't know.
Andre Gray, play up front.
Four bets there that are all odds on. Interesting.
Well, only just. Well, the Arsenal one, yeah.
Yeah, they are odds on.
But it's still, it's like being boosted, isn't it? So it's like, what, 9-1, 8-1.
So not bad. Here's what I'm going for. I am going for a 5-team ACCA. Very similar, really.
Well, it is.
But it's just Liverpool on top of it.
Why would you want to put Liverpool in?
Because I'm a terrible bettor.
Yeah, but
if it doesn't come in, I mean, this is the juxtaposition. Is like, didn't want to put United in because, like, forget that. But I wouldn't mind throwing Liverpool. Look, here's the end of the day. Like, they're probably going to win, right?
You'd play.
So I might as well throw it in the mix. And I get, like, an extra point over you on it as well. So
well, it depends how much you put on.
I put a fiver on.
Well, I've got a tenner on.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. No, I think I accidentally put a tenner on.
All right.
Because meant to put a fiver on.
Yeah.
And I think... I think my bet of the week, I put a tenner on.
All right. Does everyone know that we had £50 to start with?
Yeah, so we had £50 to start with. And then we've got our ACCA and our bet of the week to try and get the most by the end of the month. As it stands, I'm on £8.75.
I'm on £15, but that's not through winning anything.
No. So my bet of the week this week is a very, very straightforward one, and that is Bournemouth to beat Fulham. I think that's about as good as a banker, and I think you was thinking along the same lines yourself anyway, looking at what your bet of the week was.
Yeah, I've gone for Callum Wilson score any time. I thought I need to sort of redeem and get a win back in the bank.
This is it. This is the tactical side that's coming off now.
Because I've gone for like a red card in this semi-final. I went for Troy Deeney to score any time. And you think, no. So I think Callum Wilson is in good form. Especially if Ryan Fraser's playing as well. If he's fit, he seems to assist him a lot of the time. So we'll see.
Just going to have a quick check to see if there's any more pizzas coming for pizza review. Doesn't actually look like it at the moment. So let's get on with it. And we are starting... We are starting with my pizza this week, which is, yeah, now as it says, proof. You had the opportunity to get a ton of free advertising here. Make it mint, make us look a real appetizing pizza. Everyone's saying, what the hell have you done ordering a baked bean pizza?
So that's like Heinz baked beans as well, isn't it?
Right. So when I was a kid, you could buy, probably from Quicksave, Heinz baked bean and sausage pizza, and it was the tiny little sausages that you get in.
Yeah.
Made into like, you know, pepperoni
like
stuff. Them ones. Right? And nostalgically, they're mint. They're probably not mint. But nostalgia-wise, you go, oh, I remember that when I was a kid. So everything was mint, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Everything was top when you was a kid. 12, 11, 10 probably. So I thought, they're a limited edition. I saw it on one of like the local What's On things. They're bringing back a Heinz baked bean pizza, and there's three locations: Manchester, Newcastle, and Birmingham, something like that, right? I was like, I can't not try it. It was sick when I was a kid, so I thought, get me one of them in my face. So I thought, right, I'll order one. So ordered it from Deliveroo, and that is how it fucking came. Like the dickhead had folded it up like it was a newspaper. Listen,
and now, what did he say when he gave it you?
Jaden went for it. Jay, what did he say when he gave it you? Quality. He's got his headphones on in there. Yeah. Mint. Anyway, so we get a folded up... Now, as a former you know, pizza relocation executive myself. That's not how you deliver pizzas. No. And then I open it and I'm like, wow, what the actual living fuck is that? So, loser of the week is me. So fuck you, Deliveroo.
Prove, maybe.
And I guess Prove, I don't know who to blame here. What? I don't think Prove would have handed it to the delivery
where
guy.
I think I might have been to Prove.
I think it's Northern Quarter, but someone said it's Didsbury Way.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There's a place in...
I'm not going to click on
it. Chorlton. Maybe Prove? I can't remember. They do... what's that thing called with the fries? Someone can say in the comments or whatever. Poutine. Is that what it's called?
That's chips and gravy,
essentially. Yeah, yeah, they do that and pizza there. But the pizzas are nice in Prove. I think if it is the same one out on in Chorlton.
All right, okay. Right, so it is Ums. This is a homemade one.
Oh, nice. Homemade.
That
what
looks
base?
Good for homemade.
You made the whole base as well.
It says...
including the base.
Including the base. It was pretty good for a homemade one. Very round for a homemade one.
Maybe cooked it in a microwave.
I can't imagine. I think he just probably dunked it on top there, didn't he?
For a bit of effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks nice, that. What the fuck's that?
So this one is James. It says, tasted good, but quite underwhelmed at the base.
Oh, it's upside down. I thought that was the top of it.
No, that's the bottom of the base.
That's like some
moldy cheese. That looks minging. That looks absolutely
that's
minging.
That's mould? Yeah.
That might be mould. Mate.
I don't know.
I mean, it's definitely flour, but...
It's only one part, so maybe it's not.
That's minging. That looks gross. I can taste like that.
They probably just pulled that out and made it just as you come in the shop.
That's gross. Kurt says, quick 10-minute tea for me and my lad last night. Tortilla pizza with mozzarella, chili cheese, and chorizo, and extra hot sauce, and ranch was mega.
Oh, ranch.
Looks all right.
Is that homemade as well?
Yeah. Always got love for anyone that's making them at home.
Yeah. This is my favourite.
This is falling to pieces as soon as you pick it up, let's say that. It's a Lion pizza from a local pizzeria. Celebrating Finland's success in ice hockey tournament, it has every pizza topper that the place had available. Edible, but not very great.
It looks good.
Are they onion rings, or are they like calamari rings? Because Finland's got some mad food, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know about this like sort of lettuce effort.
Yeah, lettuce can get in a bin. Not a fan of lettuce on pizzas.
Not at all.
Not at all.
What's that?
Doner meat? I think we've got doner meat, we've got lettuce, spinach. I don't know what meat that is. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but no. Classic homemade Tony's pepperoni. Is that going in or coming out of the oven?
It's got to be going in.
That's got to be going in, man. That is not cooked. Although this corner looks like it has been, so you didn't eat it like that.
I don't know. I don't think that's not cooked, surely.
Please tell me that was on its way into the oven. That's horrendous. Kobe says, good old kosher margarita with mushrooms on half. Distribution could be better, but otherwise delicious.
Yeah, distribution could be better. I don't like it when it's a bit too crusty there.
Yeah,
unless it's a stuffed crust.
I'm with you. Woodstone fire cooked pizza from a local independent. Right. Time for that. Yeah. Nice and oily. I like that. Always good with the oil.
Yeah, it looks a bit light.
It definitely doesn't look like it was done in a pan.
No.
Looking at the shape of it. Unless someone's fucked with your pans. Chicken and mozzarella and feta cheese from Iceland.
£1.75.
Wow, that's alright, isn't it?
Yeah. See, sometimes you can't beat a good frozen pizza.
That's the box, isn't it?
No, that's his placemat.
Oh yeah. I didn't read the caption. Let's look at the caption. I've got to lay off the pizza for a while. It can't hurt to fantasize. Quality. Tuna and red onion. Different. I can imagine it's very. I imagine the flavour is strong. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It's going to be a strong flavour.
You need a few other toppings on there.
Good old margarita, sometimes can't be.
Yeah,
sometimes. That looks like it's got a load of garlic going on in the base, doesn't it? That looks nice, actually. You see, it's nice and moist. See that in the middle?
Love a bit of moist.
Yeah, it can't be a bit of moist pizza, man.
Moisture.
Oh, are we at 80k yet? This was earlier today. Are we not on it? No. Three away. Oh, my God. Call a friend. Yeah, when the pizza has pineapple... did you see this earlier as well?
Yeah, seemed to.
Meghan Markle closed the door.
Because she's royalty, isn't it?
Amazing. Here's Jack's. Meatballs, pepperoni.
Domino's. Nah, that looks really overcooked.
Really wet as well. What are they doing with these? Are they just dunking them in without draining
them? It's because the pineapple and the pepperoni are probably giving off a lot of, like...
Oh. That's not been cooked.
No, that's not cooked. That pepperoni's definitely not been cooked.
But look at the burning on the edges here. Yeah. You didn't eat it like that, did you?
You just put pepperoni on afterwards.
What's going on there, Paul?
God, are you feeling all right today or what?
Standard two slices of mushrooms on the top. That looks nice.
Yeah, because that looks like it's from a bigger, obviously, base than just like the... looks nice, that.
And then first try at a home veggie pizza wasn't that bad.
A bit too many toppings on there.
Yeah, that's cheddar.
Yeah.
Can't use cheddar.
Well, you can, to mix it up, as long as you've got mozzarella as well. You've got a mixture of the two. It looks like
that's not come out bad. I think you must have put mozzarella in there, you know.
Yeah, the final effort.
That doesn't look that bad. If that's just mozzarella, you've just got that hanging, uniform, yellow-looking pizza, haven't you?
Shit, I'm going to ring a pizza on the way home, mate. I'm going to pick one up.
New Yorker from my local Italian, pepperoni, pulled pork and mushroom.
Or if anyone wants to ring Kitchen King and Ducky for an order in Asian style, I'll
pick that
up
as well. All about VAR for moments like this. It's the same mouth. Devoed. This one, I've heard of Mod Pizza.
Where's that?
I don't know, but I've heard of it. It must be local. Or, no, there's someone saying, oh, we've hit 80k. All right, get in. 80k. A lot of people at.
Phil Old Trafford.
We would.
Why don't you do a live show for everyone at Old Trafford? Do a stadium tour. You just sit in the middle.
In the middle and go, I can fill all them.
On your chair.
In my actual seat.
Yeah. Just like, you know.
Or in the centre circle.
Yeah, no, I see. In the centre circle with the crowd around you.
Sure. I'm going to say that I don't like that.
No, I don't like that. It's too much, that.
Casserole.
What if they gone in and said, do you want? Just fucking whack everything on there.
Yeah, I think that's what he says. It lets you choose as many toppings, and I fucked up and overdid it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would agree.
Where is it?
I imagine as you pick that up, I actually think it's a national chain, but I think it's one locally.
I like, you know, a bit of sriracha sauce, can't beat that, although you can just buy it from Tesco. And then what have they got as, like, to... See, I always like these,
it's paprika.
Yeah, and then you've got the fucking parmesan, bit of, like, mixed herb.
Standard margarita slices from Sicily on Norwich Market. Plain but delicious.
Yeah, that sound.
Happy days, lads.
I think they do things like that in the Altrincham Market, don't they?
Did
they? Yeah. On a weekend or whatever.
Have you been at Mackie Mayer? It's got some good screen going on.
Mackie Mayer. Oh, went in, it was too busy.
Yeah.
Do
you know what I forgot to do? We need to go back to Steve versus Ben. I mean, you didn't need a roll the intro, right? But fair enough. Right then, as we were saying, if you would like my bet or Ben's bet, the link in the description is where you need to come and follow us, and you can follow him down there at Badams1983 or me down there at Mr. Stephen Houston. Come and follow us on the app. I am giving away a signed Marcus Rashford shirt. There's going to be one publicly and one for the patrons. So if you're a patron, you could technically enter twice. I'll be giving that away at the end
of
the month.
How many times can I enter?
None. Unfortunately. But if you want to win it, all you got to do is follow me on the app. The app is completely free to download. Come and follow me on there, at Mr. Stephen Howson, and we'll be giving that away at the end of the month. And if you want to play any of the bets that you've seen us playing, then you can come and join in with those as well. Got to be 18 and over, living in the UK, and gamble aware and all that good stuff. Once the fun stops, and all that caper. Right, should we have a look at the questions and see what is crack-a-lacking from everybody? Righty. Sean says, we've obviously seen you in a Stone Roses t-shirt. Moi. What other bands and artists do I do? Pretty random selections, really. I was playing a lot of Tupac this morning.
Nice.
What else was I rocking this morning? Oh, I can't remember. I've got to do my bloody head in now. Do something really bizarre. I was thinking myself, it's really weird people to listen to.
Bit eclectic.
Yeah, who the fuck was it? Can't remember, but yeah, I basically listen to on rotation, Stone Roses, Oasis and Tupac. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I think... Are these the questions for tonight? No, are they? These are the questions for the Patreon pod. I'll do that tomorrow. They're not the questions for this pod. Let's get them up off YouTube. Let's get it on back onto YouTube and see what everybody's saying.
Okay.
What's up with Timbo? I think, to be honest with you, is there's stuff coming out about his attitude not right.
What, he thinks he's made it already?
He brought a camera crew in to... into the dressing room at Palace after they lost. You don't really do that.
No. Why is he doing that anyway? What's he trying to do? Make a documentary?
He's doing that, like, all my shirt thing. Well, different shirts from my career and stuff. Right. Time and a place, mate.
Yeah.
Not in a dressing room after you've lost.
No, especially when you've got, like, seasoned pros there as well. And it's like, you're going to leave there and they've got to stay there. And they're obviously mid-table to relegation, aren't they?
James Gunn says, Greenwood is a fraud. We'll end up in League One for Peterborough within 5 years. Right, where the hell are you getting that from, my friend? I mean, like, he's doubled a year earlier what Sancho did. Now, I'm not saying he's going to eclipse what Sancho's did. I'm not saying he's not going to eclipse what Sancho's did. All I'm going to say is he's earned the right to prove what he can do.
It'd be interesting to see what game time he gets to the end, now in the end of the season. But not just him, a few others. And then how he's going to start next season, how he comes back.
And so where?
I would expect that, well, Garner, Chong, Gomez and Greenwood, in particular, to, if I was them, I'd be going away summer, working double hard on my strength and conditioning, coming back, firing in pre-season, and ready to be staking a claim. Because it's going to take 2-3 years to get to any sort of level, you would think. And it's an opportunity for them to step up.
Any news on director of football? Nope.
Is it going to be Mike Phelan?
Nah, I don't think so. Supposedly they've decided on going with a bit more of a reboot of the strategy, supposedly, and aiming for that young British talent. That's always what made us.
Yeah, but how many reboots is that in the past 6 years?
Too many.
Oh, probably more than 6 years, because it started to tail off, didn't it?
But too many.
I would dig that.
Vivek in the comments, feel like United should hit the reset button. Probably starts with the assignment of a director of football. That would be just that instant change in strategy. What I'm hearing that doesn't fill me with confidence, though, is that while we are looking for a director of football, the role might end up being a head of recruitment role, which then means it's not got the power of a director of football, which means that it's someone still going to Woodward with a list. That's not good.
No. And then Woodward going, no, I don't like that. Where's the names that I recognise?
Never heard of him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not about whether you've heard of him, you fucking idiot.
It's whether. It's how much say Solskjaer's got in it, and Phelan as well, I guess. And we'll see. Time will tell. It's only a couple of months.
We need a big summer, because we will be left behind. Like, listen,
well, we've been left behind.
I'm thinking of doing a video on, have United become Liverpool of the 90s? Let's draw some parallels. I've got eight, and I need two more. If I get two more, I can make the video. So, Spice Boys. Check. 6 years since we won a title. Check. The only thing we've not done yet is turn up in outrageous suits on a cup final day. But
I don't think that'll happen.
Boot room appointment of manager. Check. What was the others? I've got them in my notes. Let me have a look at my notes. I'll get the rest of them up.
Living on former glories.
Where is it? 6 years since. Main rivals about to dominate domestic and Europe. Outspending everyone but not winning anything. Only go on about history. Loads of academy players in the team. Do all right in the cups.
But United was all... Even in the 80s, United was a cup team.
Yeah.
So, Fergus obviously changed it. But it took a while for him to do it. Now, the problem with, like... You got... Obviously, Moyes, he was never going anywhere. Van Gaal, he had a philosophy, but it was boring as fuck. Jose just... Although he... did well in terms of his win percentage, the style of football was fucking awful and he was just miserable around the place, and you couldn't see where we was going in terms of a direction. So if you're gonna give Solskjaer the time, he's gonna have to give him more leeway, and they're gonna have to expect it to maybe even finish like 6th or 7th. We're behind, like, our recruitment is worse than Wolves.
God, yeah. Well, I mean, theirs is slightly skewed because basically an agent's running their recruitment for them. But yeah, you're right, it is.
You'd say, see what Everton do this summer. Who else is going to be spending money? You're going to be other teams who are going to be coming back and through, and you could quite easily finish sixth or seventh next season.
Very easily.
Yeah.
The problem is as well, people are going, what does it matter if Sanchez is earning this much? It doesn't mean anything, or players shouldn't go in and think that, just because he's earning. But they do.
Same like if you was in a job and someone's getting paid
five times more than you,
and they were doing nowhere near as good a job, or they weren't around, there's always phoning in sick or whatever, you'd be like, listen mate, you're taking the piss.
Yeah.
What either pay me or I'm going to go somewhere else.
I think that is a priority for us, and I don't know how you do it. Maybe you have to pay the guy to go, but we got to get him out.
Yeah, there's no way that anyone's taking his wages.
The problem gets compounded because your shitter players, your Smallings, your Youngs, your Phil Jones, they're on big dog.
Why are you giving him contracts though?
But this is down to that recruitment policy and that strategy of...
Yeah, but Solskjaer's obviously had a say in that, giving them deals.
Don't know if he has.
Must be.
You'd hope.
Because he would have known he was getting a job before it had been announced. You would have said probably a month before or whatever, at least. And then he signed off on these deals. Young being one of them.
Play 4-9-4-3-8-6 says three players United should get from other clubs. Neves, Wan-Bissaka...
Depends what.
Take Aguero.
Three players. I'd take Alderweireld.
Yeah, well, there's your three. Alderweireld, Wan-Bissaka.
25 mil. If you don't get Alderweireld...
That's a free transfer to someone, huh?
Yeah, it is. If you don't
With
sign,
the modern prices, that's a free transfer.
Don't sign him. Unless they go and get someone like a De Ligt or, I don't know who else. You wouldn't really spend 150 million on Koulibaly, would you?
I think you could spend 100. Right, look. I'm hearing United have signed a right winger. I don't know who. If I find out who, everybody in the Patreon, you guys are going to find out early. Hopefully we get some decent news in the summer. Obviously didn't get anything in January. We haven't signed anybody in January. But it's starting to hope. There's already one player that supposedly we are well into advanced talks with. You guys know who that is already.
Do I?
Yeah, we spoke about it. And now there's a right winger supposedly boxed off as well.
You need to do the business early. Other teams have done it. And it makes more sense. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't remember that.
Can you? About 2 months, I think.
Oh, what was it? Yeah. No, I definitely don't remember that. Every day's a school day, eh?
Someone's telling him not to go. You can imagine who.
Yeah.
How many players in the club actually care for the club? Yeah, that's the one. How many do care for the club?
That's the thing that's fucking just... I think I was chatting with my mate the other day and they were saying, like, my interest in United is waning too because of the thing that I just think... When you it's not just the football side, because you can sort of see, like, things that go beyond the scenes, the paper, everything that gets leaked, the social media, everything like that. I think, I can't be arsed with it. I just want... You don't have people who are committed. I hate all that shit in the tunnel before the game, like, oh, how you doing, mate? And, like, I get there's a lot of, like, foreign influence where that's probably driven their culture. But where's your, like, Gary Neville, your Roy Keane, who was stern-faced? Like, no...
Yeah, like Peter Schmeichel, who he spent how long with?
Trying to
shake his hand?
Don't want to know. Focus on the game, 90 minutes, that's it.
Talk
to you after. And then you stood on the pitch, tugging away. I mean, I guess a lot of it's been taken away from, because the players don't really go into the players' lounges anymore, do they? It's kind of like, everyone back on the bus, you get off, got to go and do our cool downs and all that sort of stuff. Get back to there's going to be another game in a couple of days. So they don't have that social aspect in that sense. But they all hang around together anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of United fans would have seen their ass if this Sancho and Gomez relationship had stayed as it is, because they're mates. If Sancho was like doing the business at City now, people have seen their ass with that, but they're mates. And I think people will probably see their ass at how much like Aguero hangs around with our Spanish clique and some of their like Zabaleta and stuff. Well, not, I guess Zabaleta no more, but like David Silva and all that lot. Yeah. Their Spanish clique hangs around with our Spanish clique. You might not want to admit it, but it does.
Yeah, it's. But you're in the same city.
At the end of the day, George Best and Mike, some of them were mates. Mm. So you can't even say it's a modern influence thing.
I guess not. I suppose, I don't know, but it just irks me in the tunnel and that before the game.
That, just trying to pinpoint it. That's that. No one's shouldn't have an issue with that. You should be able to
switch out,
yeah, it's just completely chin that right off.
And no one just like, I just wanted someone to fucking nail someone on Tuesday. Getting beat 3-0, you go out. Don't matter anyway, just go through someone. Like, but 50-50, Smalling, there was might have been first, second half, can't remember. There was a 50-50, Smalling and Suarez, I thought, if any of us the time to just go through him and let him roll around like a little rat, was then.
For hours.
But no, it's like, oh, sorry, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Especially him.
Yeah.
Especially. Oh, mate, you should have seen how he celebrated in front of us when he thought that goal was first in.
Yeah.
Then when he got ruled out, then he got given again, didn't it? I mean, like you said, we've already been done by VAR. Oh, we kind of have, haven't we?
Aye.
Any more questions from everybody? At work, you should be professional. Someone's hit me up last night. Be professional on Twitter. Fuck you. How about that?
Why, it's your own platform.
Yeah. I do it one. And the amount of people telling me that I have to go and watch the women's game.
Why?
Listen, I've got nothing against the women's game. I've got no prejudice. Like, my sister played for United. Like, literally. And City. Which I didn't like, but, like, she played for United. I went and watched her, like, once. It just doesn't interest me.
I'm not a big fan of women's football. I think I may have mentioned it one or two times.
But why do people want you, A, to like it, and B, go and watch it?
Oh, this gender fucking...
I'm not. It's not even that. It's like just liking other shit. Like, I like this, you should like it too. Why?
No, I will not sit and watch a women's game of football. Like, I've got no interest. I'll happily watch like other
teams.
I've
not watched all the academy games I want to do this year. I've not. I want to go and watch more non-league. I want to go on more foreign trips.
Yeah.
Might be doing something with La Liga coming up soon as well. Interestingly.
We'll be alright.
We'll be alright. Yeah. Like literally going out. They've got the same. I can't really say, but they've. We'll be going to Spain soon. Like before the end of the season. So that could be cool. They wanted me to promote Barcelona game this week. I was like, time in, lads.
Yeah.
I don't fucking think so.
get your half and half shirt.
No, I'm saying, Jesus. But yeah, there could be some trips coming up, and I'm trying to sort out pre-season as well, because I'd like to go and do that. I mean, that's a long ass flight. That'd be the longest flight I've ever done. I mean, I know it's the longest flight you can do, but it would be the longest flight I've ever done.
I was reading some stuff the other day. I think it was last week, about they're trying to make a supersonic plane.
Yeah.
Which will get you to Perth in like 4 hours from London.
Damn.
I imagine it costs dough.
I'm sure.
But it goes like five times the sound of speed or something.
Jesus. That's got to fuck you up inside.
Speed of sound, even. Sound of speed.
And it. Don't they just go super high, though?
Well, there's a British company who were like actually making the engines, or they're trying to test it and stuff like that. So I don't know the full ins and outs. I don't think it's anywhere near being like ready to.
So it won't be ready for July, no?
No.
No news for it, is it?
Yeah, no, but it's just like, yeah, but if you can. If I could get to Australia in 4 hours, I would go.
Yeah, I think I'd probably rock it.
I can't be asked now.
LA's a long goal one, isn't it? Stop in Washington. Yeah. That's a long flight, especially if it's the same day. Minging.
Yeah, you always, it's better to just have a break off. I don't like waiting for 3 hours and then getting on
another
one.
You've done Malaysia, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. But I went to Abu Dhabi for 3 days. But on the way back, I just did a stop off 2 hours and then a plane, which was...
What's that, about a 14-hour flight?
Yeah, it's about 7.5-8 hours from KL to Abu Dhabi, and then another 7 hours or something to Manchester, with a two-year-old at the time.
Mint.
Yeah.
No.
I can't sleep on planes anyway, unless I've taken some like diazepam. And I didn't have any.
So. I don't know where we went, but you took. Did we get delayed and you took some at some point? Mate, you looked like you had your eyes boxed out. It was well funny.
I was taking two of them a day. I was taking them and then taking two a day. It was proper groggy. I shouldn't have probably been driving, I'd imagine. And then remember used to play footy on Saturday and go out Saturday night and think, right, I just need to get a couple hours kip, so I'll just pop a diazzy. And then I'd be like, 12 o'clock, mate, it'd be foaming at the mouth.
On that note, I think we're going to call it a day. I reckon we're going to do it against Everton, because we've not even covered it, have we, in the slightest? We've got to bounce back.
Yeah, but, well, it's hit and miss, isn't it? It could be anything, totally. anything that turns up.
Although, New Camp aside, we've been better away from home.
Yeah, because we're playing better on a counter-attack. The movement is shocking. It's just like there is no movement. When you look at like Ajax, Spurs, City, even Liverpool, I guess, even they're more direct. even though they don't like to admit it.
I don't know, innit? Why don't they?
I don't know.
Just,
it's,
just be honest.
There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. But like,
it's effective.
But like, the movement is, we take way, way too many touches, and like, it's so static in front. I mean, Pogba gets a lot of grief for not performing, but he's getting the ball and people are just stood, like, there's no movement off the ball. There's no, like,
Tony Marshall annoys me with that.
Yeah, there's no
giving
a go.
Nah. He don't move.
Rashford makes the runs off the side and do it, but it's only one person. So unless you
did it against West Ham.
Yeah, Lukaku, that's his best asset, is like being on a shoulder. It,
his movement
behind.
Is actually pretty good, Lukaku.
But it's just his hold up play.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. That's not what it's about. No. So I don't know what's going to happen with him. I think it's going to be interesting to see if he stays or goes. I mean, you can identify five signings. If he goes, you do need to bring in another signing. I'd love to see another option as a forward, like almost what Liverpool did with Shaqiri. Like, he's different to what they've got. Like, I think we've got to bring in a plan B, and it's not Fellaini. You know, you don't always have to just...
No, but there's a different tally. I mean, Fellaini's got his chest and he's with his,
of course, yeah, with
head his and his feet. So, you know, you need to be mobile in this day and age.
Give us your score predictions for Everton and United at the weekend. Make sure to check out mine and Ben's bets in the comments below. And check us out on BetBull. Come and download it. Follow us and you could win that Marcus Rashford shirt. Let's see who gets it this weekend, because there's going to be a forfeit next week. Well, next week's the last week to bet, innit? The following week there'll be a forfeit for him.
That's the beginning of May then. Yep. Still rolling.
We'll have to see.
Mm. Right.
Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for the 80,000 subscribers. Only a couple more milestones away now from that big 100K. And I'm going to call it a day. Maybe I am. We'll see you in the next one. Laters.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.